Yamuna tira vanachari Yamuna tira Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Gopi Jana Vallabha Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Gurudev. Shivrindam Dham ki jai, Maipur Dham ki jai, Jagannathapuri Dham ki jai, Gangamai ki jai, Yamunamai ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Tulasi Maharani ki jai, Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru Ram, all glories to Shri Prabhupada. नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Chapter 3, Birth of Lord Krishna, and today is verse number 27. Martyo Mrityuvya Labhita Phalayan Lokan Sarvanirbhayam Madhyagayat Vatpadabjam prapya yadrichaya dhyā Sustāśya śemrityu asmāda paiti Marsyo mityu vyāla pitā palāyam Lokān sarvani bhayam nādhya gacchā Vatpadabjam prapya yadrichaya dhyā Sustāśya śemrityu asmāda paiti Marsyo mityu vyāla pitā palāyam Lokān sarvani bhayam nādhya gacchā Vatpadabjam prapya yadrichaya dhyā Sustāśya śemrityu asmāda paiti Mahatyaha, the living entities who are sure to die. Mrityu Vyalabhidaha, the fate of serpent of death. Palayan, running. As soon as the serpent is seen, everyone runs away, fear and immediate death. Lokan, to the different planets. Sarvan, Nirbhayam, fearless. Na adhyagachat, do not obtain. But padabjam, of your lotus feet. Rapya, obtain in the shelter. Yadrichaya, by chance, by the mercy of your lordship and your representative, spiritual master, Guru Kripa Krishna Kripa. Adya, presently, Dustaha, the undisturbed and mentally composed. Chete, are sleeping. Mrityu, death. Asmat, from those persons. Abaiti, please. Translation improved by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Shrila Prabhupada. No one in this material world has become free from the four principles, birth, death, old age, and disease, even by fleeing to various planets. But now that you have appeared, my Lord, death is fleeing in fear of you, and the living entities, having obtained shelter at your lotus feet by your mercy, are sleeping in full mental peace. There are different categories of living entities, but everyone is afraid of death. The highest aim of the karmic is to be promoted to the higher heavenly planet, where the duration of life is very long. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Ahariyat Brahmano Yuga. One day of Brahma equals 1,000 yugas, and each yuga consists of 4,300,000 years. Similarly, Brahma has a night of 1,000 times 4,300,000 years. In this way, we may calculate Brahma's months in years, but even Brahma, who lived for millions and millions of years before Arta Kala, also must die. According to the Vedic Shastras, the inhabitants of the higher planetary system live for 10,000 years. Just as Brahman's day is calculated to equal 3,300,000,000 years of our years, one day of the higher planetary system equals 6 of our months. Karmis therefore try to perform promotion to the higher planetary system, but this cannot free them from death. In this material world, everyone from Brahma to the 10,000 years must die. And just as Brahma this world is calculated to equal 3,300,000,000 years of our years, one day of the higher planetary system equals 6 of our months. Karmis therefore try to perform promotion to the higher planetary system, but this cannot free them from death. In this material world, everyone from Brahma to the insignificant ant must die. Therefore, this world is called Martyaloka. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartino Jina. As long as one is within this material world, either on Brahma Loka or any other Loka within this universe, one must undergo the Kala Chakra of the life after another. One life after another, but if one returns to the spiritual, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yadgatvana Nivartante, one need not re-enter the limits of time. Therefore, devotees who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord can sleep very peacefully with this assurance from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Yaktvadeham Punarjanma 19, after giving up the present body, a devotee who has understood Krishna as he is not return to this material world. The constitutional position for the living entity is eternity. Every living entity is eternal, but because of having fallen into this material world, one wanders within the universe, continually changing from one body to another. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Ramanda Bhumite Ramite Kona Bhagyavanji Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhaktivata Bij. Everyone is wandering up and down within this universe, but one who is sufficiently fortunate comes in contact with Krishna consciousness by the mercy of the spiritual master and takes to the path of devotional service. Then one is assured of eternal life with no fear of death. When Krishna appears, everyone is freed from fear of death, yet Devaki felt, we are still afraid of Kamsa. Although you are appeared as our son, she was more or less bewildered as to why this should be so, and she appealed to the Lord to free her and Vasudeva from this fear. This connection, it may be noted that the moon is one of the heavenly planets. From the Vedic literature we understand that one who goes to the moon receives a life with the duration of 10,000 years in which to enjoy the fruits of pious activity. If our so-called scientists are going to the moon, why should they come back here? We must conclude without a doubt that they have never gone to the moon. To go to the moon, one must have a qualification of pious activity. Then one may go there and live. If one has gone to the moon, why should he return to this planet, where life is of a very short duration? Rayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Mukham Karotiva Chalam Pankum Langaya Tegirin Yatri Padamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatharanam Vidya Prasadata Yopi Satya Sarva Jatam Vrade Rashi Chaitanya Devami Bhagavan Samprasindhati Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodhitao Kaudaudaye Pushpavantao Chitrao Sandhantamu Nidao Govindo Vlapte Rate Prate Tvamham Sada Vadiyamiti janatu govindo mantraya saham Jatmancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyai vacha pachitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna understood. Today we will speak about death or fear of death. As was mentioned yesterday, today is the fourth Rupa, Mrityu Rupa. Mother Devaki explains, describes. So, the death is a very great thing which philosophers tried to understand what is death is. And in our literature, this Srimad Bhagavatam, whole Srimad Bhagavatam, it begins with the question of Parikshit Maharaj asking Shukadeva Goswami, what is the duty of the man who is about to die? So all this quintessence of the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam explains how to prepare to death and how to deal with death and what's the goal of the spirit soul after death. From the very beginning of my life also, I was very interested in this thing. When I remember that when I was about 6 years old or so, first time I saw the procession, funeral procession going on. Yeah, and at that time it was very often to see, and there was a big procession, and there was orchestra going on. Dun, 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 dun. So and the whole courtyard could see that somebody died, and it reminds everybody that it's gonna happen to you too. And right now you cannot see it, at least in Russia. It used to be in USSR time, but after the USSR disappeared, this also disappeared. The people trying to hide this thing, which is very, very obvious. And the people always try to close their eyes on this problem. And they try to make a vision that not everything is eternal. Nobody is dying, at least in big cities. They are doing this. Nobody could see that somebody is dying, even though somebody dying for sure. Because, you know, the death is 100%. It's not like escape it, because and this is also very strange strategy of the human being, that they trying to prepare for everything in their life, but they trying to forget about death. They prepare for everything. They prepare for the examination, they prepare for the wedding, they prepare for everything, for whatever, many things, for their job, to get their job, to have a children, to everything. But they forgot very obvious thing. They forgot to prepare for the death. And many times people laughing on the strategy of the Strauss. You know, Strauss, the dangerous comes, he put his head into the sand. amazing thing that in spiritual life we can get free of our problems helping others. And you know, recently the younger Prabhu told me that one devotee is Shilpa disciple is dying right now. His name is Sura Prabhu. So he has all kinds of disease. He got infection, gangrene, and so he's in a very bad situation right now. But what devotees do, the devotee helping other devotees by preaching that he is a spirit soul and help him to prepare him to the death. And in such a way he can get rid of fear of death himself. This is also, the example is book distribution. Right now is a Prabhupada marathon. And when we given the book, when we given this great philosophy to the other people, so they can get rid of fear of death. They can remember to prepare to death. So in such a way, we are helping ourselves also prepare to get rid of fear of death. And like Harinam also, book distribution, everything. This is very important. I forgot to tell one funny thing that, you know, in Russia before revolution, there was a, how you call it, ABC book in the third grade for the children to learn. So after revolution it was something like a very stupid thing, but before revolution, when there was Russian Empire, there was ABC book, and the first truth that children was taught, very interesting. I heard from Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. So this ABC book consists of four beginnings, with the four things that they were taught. That oak is a tree, rose is a flower, Russia is our motherland, and death is inevitable. So these four truths was taught from very beginning to the children. So right now they're trying to teach them to forget about these things. But before that, they were taught very... So, and during our life, we have to do proper conclusions and make get the lessons from life and death. Oh my God! Can somebody stop that voices in this? That's too fast. They just started. I want to tell a story about how the from our tradition about how the great person can conquer death, and we can see how he can deal with death. This happened about 300 years ago, exactly in the 17th century, and it was exact time, it was 1675. This is a story about the departure of the great soul his name is Raghavendra Tirtha. So Raghavendra Tirtha is the great soul who left I'm gonna explain. One day he was sitting with his disciples, with a big crowd of his disciples, and he was explaining the great philosophy of Madhvacharya. He was a follower of Madhvacharya. So he explained this philosophy, and once he mentioned gave instructions to his disciples, he told them, "I want to leave this. I want to leave this world. I want to depart this world. But you have to put me in samadhi alive." So the disciples were very shocked. How come that you have to put me in samadhi alive? So after some time, he just mentioned, and everybody tried to forget this. So after a few days, he was again sitting and explaining about the temporary of the body, the death, eternity of the soul. And once he was giving class, and all of a sudden he jumped up from his seat and put his hands in the air and folded them. His eyes were also up. And he was doing something, and disciples, they were looking also around, and they couldn't see anything, but they understood that something going on, and some dialogue is going on. So he's doing something. So, and all of a sudden, the tulsi garland dropped from the sky on his neck. Tulsi garland. So he sat down again and wanted to continue his class, but disciples told him, "Guru Maharaj, could you explain what just happened right now?" He said, "Oh, you didn't see? He didn't see this. It was Vyasadeva was flying through the sky on his Viman, and I asked him when I should leave this world, and Srila Vyasadeva gave the sign with the hand three times like that." And he trying to continue his class back to the topic, and the disciple said, "Oh, wait. And he said, "I understood everything from this sign." And the disciple said, wait, what you understood? Could you please explain to us what that means?" So he explained, "This means that I have to live in 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days." So disciples, they calculated quickly, and they understood what that day it would be. So, and so after some time, before that day, he arranged for some, write a will, what day and what his disciples should do, and where is the place for samadhi. They should start building samadhi and put him inside, I would say, in case he said samadhi. So, and one disciple, he was a rich disciple. He was the right hand of one Muslim zamindar. He was very rich, so he built him samadhi. So he came to see that samadhi, and he didn't like that samadhi. So he took him by the hand, and they walked for a long time. And somewhere in the forest, he showed them the big stone, big black stone, and said, "I want you to make this samadhi from this stone. Make a special bricks and everything. Cut them, make bricks, build them." And the disciple asked him, "What is special about this stone?" He said, "Oh, this is a special stone because in Treta Yuga, Lord Ramachandra was sitting, while in exile, was sitting on this stone. So I want to make samadhi from this stone." So the disciples built that samadhi. So that day came. So this disciples was pacified by this at least 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days. But this time was sped by very fast. And this day came. So please listen carefully how he met with his death. He just wrote his death sign himself. Well, So he woke up early in the morning. He did his puja, detail, everything. He has a deity. He worships the deity Mula Rama. He worships the deity. That's the same deity which Lord Samachandra himself gave to the Vishnu. And by parampara, it came to him. So he do that deity worship, do his puja, then he distributed the Mahaprasadam, then distributed Charanamrita from his own hands. And then he started the class. He started to explain about the temporary of the body, the temporary of the soul, eternity of the soul, and all this Vedic philosophy, Vedanta philosophy. And he explained that not you are lamented, because last time he gave the class and all the disciples were crying, most of them fainted. And, so he starts that he said it's not a big problem that you shouldn't lament so much, because he said you have everything for remembering Krishna. And he said if you remember Krishna, there is no death for you. If you remember, and you have everything with you, you have this philosophy, you have these books, and if you have this understanding, and if you remember God, you don't feel any death. And if you don't remember God, you are death even though you are alive. So then he starts singing, and he starts singing the bhajan which he composed himself in front of Krishna, Udupi Krishna, and he himself did that bhajan that he composed. Then he started chanting this Mahamantra, Hare Krishna. He took the beat and started chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So according to that view, that moment arrived when the disciple should build that samadhi. So he murmuring this mantra, and all of a sudden he stops. His finger stops, his lips stop. So and disciples crying, flows of tears start coming. They still starting to build that samadhi, and they put on the top, they put in a copper basket, they put 1200 shilas on the top of the samadhi. And so at that moment, the one disciple of him, by Krishna's arrangement, he forgot that day, and he went away, and he was doing something, chanting, and all of a sudden he remembered, oh my God, what a fool I am. Today is my Gurudev's disappearance, according to his will. And he started running back, and it was already get over the river. Of this hymn that he composed. So he fainted, and the miracle appeared that from that samadhi, Raghavendra Tirtha, he finished that eighth syllable of his hymn from his samadhi. So So he's there, he always there by with thinking of Krishna. And as he taught, there is no death if we remember Krishna. There is no death. And if we remember Krishna, we're all, eternally alive, eternally with Krishna. And one happy, one funny thing happened also. 100 years after his disappearance, Gavendra, because he told them, I'm going to be in that samadhi for 700 years, and I'm going to be there. So 100 years later, there was a funny story, when the British tax collector came. At that time, there was that the government, the British government, tried to take away all the land from the attaching land to the temple. So he came to that temple and said, so our government wants, so we want to pay you, but we're going for the land, but we have to take this land to us. And the main priest of this temple, he said, oh, well, I'm not in charge, so ask him. And he pointed to, he's in charge. He's in charge. So he went, he didn't tell him that he left 100 years ago. So he went, he came inside somewhere, and after some time he came out and said, oh, okay, everything settled up, he convinced me, everything is alright. And this priest said, do you know that he left his body 100 years ago? So he was very shocked. That with who I was talking. So he was very much amazed about this. Well, I'm in the middle of what I wanted to say. But, okay, if somebody has a question, you can ask. If not, I can a little bit continue. So I just want to tell one little thing at the end, that actually the main thing that we have to acquire, actually the fear is not the ultimate goal. Ultimate goal is love, as we know, why we join here. And the problem is that because of fear, we forgot to love God. There is a very interesting thing from the, there is a very puzzled verse, sutra from the Vedas. It's a famous sutra, Tattvamasi. Tattvamasi. And this sutra is special because for the Mayavadis, they think that this Tattvamasi, what that means? That means I am God. Tattvamasi. I am He. So I am God. So Vaishnava Acharyas, they're trying to explain what that means. They're trying to explain, so you with God, you near to God, you together with God, trying to explain, because the philosophy must not to be messed up. So Vaishnava Acharyas explained. But Srila Jiva Goswami, he explained this very easy, this Tattvamasi. So Tattvamasi means what? Tattvamasi, the same thing, you are God. But he explains that if there is two things, they cannot be one. You become He. So if already two things, you cannot become one. So, and how they become one? They can become one by love. So they got together with love. So if the living entity and the Supreme Lord love each other, they become one. Srila Jiva Goswami explains. So, because love, when the people love each other, their heart is one heart, right? They just understand each other very perfectly. But the envy and quarrelness separate the heart and the misunderstanding, misidentification, everything. So Srila Jiva Goswami explained that this is the meaning of this Tattvamasi. And Lord Chaitanya, he came explaining what the real love is. And he explained how we should perform devotional service, how we should chant Hare Krishna, what Lord Chaitanya explained. He explained that we have to chant together. Chant together. Sankirtana means chanting in harmony together. So if we chant in together, and this Krishna and living entity, they merge together between Supreme Lord and us. So when we chant in with love, and we are not actually, please try to understand this one little thing. We are not chanting here, we are not in this Krishna consciousness mood just to chant. We are in this Krishna consciousness to learn how to chant with love. So we're chanting, but we have to learn to chant with love. This is the movement, this is the meaning of Sankirtana. Because and if we chant with love, of course all these side effects, fear of death, disidentification, and everything go away. So this is the main point I want to say. Sorry for
nourishing over there. We can see Nanda Baba is crying, the separation. I don't have a love for Krishna. If I had love, then Lord Ramchandra, when he left, his father died. I'm not dying. It means I don't have a love. Buddha was so, wow. His love is so much more than Dasarath, because if he dies, then when Lord Krishna comes back, he will be more sad. But just to keep the happiness of Krishna, there is not happy. Even Lord Krishna asked the Gopis, if you love, I heard that three kinds of love, at least one kind of love, that in Gopika they said that if you are so much feeling separation from me, you should have died. So the Gopis answered, how can we die? You seeing us suffering by absence, your absence, so we cannot die because it makes you happy. Mouth of Agashma, the coward boys are stuck. There's so many personalities in doubt. There's a hate, they felt. So Mother Mangal says, why should we? Well, I feel like suffocated. But if I don't see the face of our friend, what is the use of dying? Then Subal comes. What is the use of living if I don't see the face of him? So death is there also, but it's very harmonious. They use this for religion. Not fear like so you are right. We have to develop love then.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.